We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, munificent viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online. at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Saudi Arabian charity offers food supplies to Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. In environmental news, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change states that low-carbon energy can meet the global demand. In veg news, a second Loving Hut in San Diego, California is given fantastic reviews by patrons. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive, global TV channel.
Today, June 18th, is Constitution Day in Seychelles, honoring the approval of its fundamental principles of government in 1993. Seychelles is an Indian Ocean archipelago northeast of Madagascar. Blessed with much biodiversity, it is habitat to numerous species, including 80 unique plants such as jellyfish trees, Wright's gardenia, and the most well-known, the coco de mer tree, which produces one of the largest fruits in the world. In addition, there are 152,000 giant tortoises, the Earth's largest population, on the Aldabra Atoll, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Aldabra is among the most sizable atolls on the planet. We wish the gentle people of Seychelles a festive Constitution Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Nepal. In an incident of extreme winter cold this past February in southeastern Nepal, Supreme Master Qinghai reimbursed our association's relief team $4,000 for the purchase of warm blankets for those in need. Upon hearing later of the same community's desperate lack of other necessities, Supreme Master Qinghai in mid-April made a second donation of $10,000. The combined $14,000 could purchase $553,000 in emergency items if obtained in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living.
Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request, urgently needed items were provided as soon as conditions permitted for about 240 homeless families in Sansari District, as directed to by the local Red Cross Society. The families had been living in tent-like shelters ever since losing their homes and crop-raising livelihoods in a 2008 flooding of the Koshi River.
Upon the family's request, the relief team distributed mosquito nets for the summer along with food items including rice, legumes, oil, and salt. Through the organized assistance of local leaders and police, with national and local media groups covering the event as well, villagers joyfully received the aid, including families with many children as well as weak elderly living alone.
With thanks to the local community leaders, police, and the Red Cross Society, we also join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional support and the caring efforts of our association's relief team. May the vulnerable Nepali people safely recover their productive day-to-day lives as we pray that such extreme weather events subside through humankind's shift to gentler lifestyles.
Fires fueled by gusting winds blaze across Georgia, USA. As of Thursday, June 16th, Georgia's Forestry Commission reported that firefighters responded to 135 wildfires in the past 48 hours, with thousands of acres scorched statewide. One of the largest is the Race Pond Fire, which originally ignited on May 25th, and officials warned could require additional evacuations as the flames flared again to scorch another 4,500 acres this past week, for a total of 14,500 acres thus far. A new fire that ignited Wednesday also spread across 5,000 acres in a single day and was still out of control as of Thursday evening.
Meanwhile, thunderstorms that struck midweek brought gusty winds and lightning that took down power lines and fanned the flames even higher. Further complicating the situation are daily temperatures reaching almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit and ongoing drought, with more than two-thirds of the state ranging from exceptionally to severely dry. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, forestry officials have warned residents to avoid any activities that might generate sparks. The U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has approved funds for further resources to help overcome the flames and restore structures. Fortunately, there have been no reports of human deaths or injuries thus far.
We are grateful for the tireless efforts of the courageous firefighters and all those helping to alleviate the harsh conditions at this time. May we strive for greater thoughtfulness toward one another and our surroundings for the protection of humans and animals alike.
Volcanic activity in Eritrea and Chile continues to disrupt air travel, as another eruption shook the Nabro volcano in Eritrea on Wednesday, June 15th. An ash plume was sent 11,000 meters into the air. Due to concerns of aircraft engine failure from ash particles that were carried to Egypt and Sudan, several airlines suspended all domestic and international flights to Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Eritrea.
Meanwhile, ash traveling around the globe from the Chilean volcano in the Puyehue Cordon Collier volcano complex began to disperse sufficiently by Thursday that many airlines in both New Zealand and Australia reported only a few flights remaining canceled, with generally resumed service both within their countries and abroad. Airlines such as Qantas issued statements of apology for the inconvenience of delays, saying meanwhile that their cautionary actions were intended to ensure the safety of passengers.
Our thankfulness, officials worldwide, for your watchful monitoring to preserve lives. May such distressing events be curbed through our greater care of Mother Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. In nations like Bahrain, Belarus, China, Greece, Libya, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, Tajikistan, and Yemen, many people continue risking their safety and even their lives to gather in unified demands for basic freedoms and democratic representation in their country's governments.
China. Riot police in China's eastern Zhejiang province dispersed hundreds of people on Thursday, June 16th, as they gathered in Rishafen village, seeking additional compensation for land taken from them for development.
Bahrain. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, Michael H. Posner, met with Bahraini officials on Wednesday, asking that they ensure that protesters' trials are held in accordance with international law, while also encouraging Bahrain to provide a conducive environment for national dialogue toward peaceful political reform.
Associated Press reports that influential Bahraini cleric Sheikh Isa Qasim called on Friday for the country's rulers to end the crackdown on protesters so that dialogue could begin and that people would continue their peaceful protests until real reforms were made. Meanwhile, the Al-Wefaq party organized a large anti-government protest on the island of Sitra Friday, where leader and cleric Sheikh Ali Salman stated that his party was in favor of dialogue with the government, but only if the discussions were leading to democratic reform.
Morocco. Following months of protesters' demands for reform, King Mohammed announced a new draft constitution Friday, which would share more power with the prime minister and requires the king, following general elections, to select the prime minister from the winning political party. The proposed constitutional amendments, which will be put to a public vote on July 1st, still allow the king exclusive control over the nation's military and religion.
Tajikistan. The UK-based BBC on Thursday demanded that the Tajik government release reporter Urenboy Usmanov, detained since June 13th on accusations that he is a member of a criminal group and is calling for constitutional change.
Saudi Arabia. Many Saudi women with international driver's license took part in the Women to Drive campaign on Friday, June 17th, by getting behind the wheels of cars, some with the support of their husbands, to demand the right to drive. Although several were reported to have been stopped and instructed by police to return home or given citations for driving without a Saudi license, there were no reports of any arrests.
Greece. German and French leaders reached an agreement on a new loan package for Greece to keep the country solvent and protect the Eurozone, with a vote on the new agreement that could be held among Eurozone members as early as the European Union summit scheduled for next week. Around 12 billion euros will also be released to Greece on Sunday to allow the country to make scheduled debt payments. Meanwhile, as promised, Greek Prime Minister Yarios Papandreou inaugurated a new cabinet on Friday in an effort to create a more capable and resilient government to help bring the country through the debt crisis while being sensitive to the requirements of both international lenders and fellow citizens who, in struggling with challenges like high unemployment, are especially vulnerable to austerity measures that impact areas such as social welfare programs.
Belarus. Around 1,000 people defied a ban in the capital Minsk as they held a silent rally Wednesday to protest government austerity measures, with President Alexander Lukashenko having recently sought loans to help alleviate the country's financial problems. Euronews reported that he announced Friday that a $10 billion amount could be forthcoming.
Syria. On Friday, tens of thousands of Syrians took to the streets in Damascus, Aleppo, Homs, Dara, Deir al-Zor, Jabla, Hama, Baniyas, and Latakia, defying both a government ban on protests and the gunfire of security forces. Human rights activists stated that 19 citizens were killed, including one 13-year-old boy, with another 16-year-old who was critically wounded.
Security forces and tanks on Thursday invaded the two northern Syrian towns of Khan Sheikhoun and Marat al-Numan just days after attacking Jisr al Shagur, which has caused some 10,000 refugees to flee into Turkey. Witnesses report that thousands have been rushing to similarly escape these two latest towns as the army approached.
On Friday, one of the refugee camps set up by the Turkish Red Cross was visited by U.S. Hollywood actress and UN Goodwill Ambassador Ms. Angelina Jolie, who brought fruit and toys for the children as she met with Syrian families and pledged the United Nations ongoing support.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday urged Syria to stop the killing and engage instead in dialogue before it is too late, while affirming that at least 1,100 people died during the past 3 months of government crackdowns on protests.
Libya. On Friday, renewed attacks by Libyan forces on Misurata left at least 10 citizens killed and over 40 wounded. Meanwhile, according to visiting Russian Special Envoy Mikhail Margalov, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's government has begun direct informal talks with activist leaders.
The first and overwhelmingly urgent action is to end the violence.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed deep concern on Thursday regarding reports of widespread sexual assault toward women by Libyan security forces as a tool of war. The Spanish Foreign Ministry, meanwhile, expelled Libyan Ambassador Ali Abdusalam Ajali Breni
saying that he represented a government lacking legitimacy.
Yemen. Thousands of Yemeni citizens continued to protest on Friday in the capital Sana'a, demanding that an interim presidential council to be formed to transfer power from President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has been receiving medical care in Saudi Arabia for significant injuries. Also on Friday, UK-based newspaper The Telegraph reported that a Saudi official informed Agence France-Presse that President Saleh would not be returning to Yemen.
With deep sympathies for the loss of fellow human lives, as well as for the displaced and injured, we pray that all conflicts are halted and that people and nations throughout the globe may decide to live in peace, dignity, and freedom.
E. coli illness spreads as death toll continues to rise.
On Thursday, June 16, 8 children in northern France between 18 months and 8 years of age were found to be seriously ill from E. coli infections, and 7 are still hospitalized with the potentially severe kidney ailment known as hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS.
French officials said the infected children had eaten beef burgers from a German discount chain store in France, with the meat originating in animals slaughtered in France, the Netherlands, and Germany.
On Friday, doctors said the children were in stable condition, except for one 2-year-old boy who has had to be placed in a medical coma with breathing assistance due to acute kidney failure and neurological damage. 2 new cases were also being confirmed. Meanwhile, French health authorities ordered 10 tons of the beef burger patties to be recalled from supermarkets, saying that the rare strain of E. coli afflicting these children was not linked to the strain that caused Germany's deadly outbreak, which has now claimed at least 39 lives and infected more than 3,500 people in recent weeks, many with critical kidney disease. In the USA, 13 people in the states of Tennessee and Virginia have fallen ill to a strain of E. coli that officials state is the same as one identified in a 1993 outbreak that killed 4 people who had consumed contaminated hamburger beef.
Amidst current fears of further E. coli contamination, Russia has banned meat imports from 14 countries, including Germany, Belgium, Sweden, Spain, and the Netherlands.
Iranian health officials have stated that they are fully prepared to report any E. coli cases, but do not anticipate problems as they do not import European vegetables and have already initiated preventive airport screening for travelers coming from Europe.
Meanwhile, the European Union on Tuesday approved additional aid of 210 million euros to assist fruit and vegetable farmers with lost revenues during the initial E. coli outbreak.
In sadness for the loss of precious lives, we thank all the health officials and personnel working to alleviate the suffering from this affliction, as well as the European Union for their aid. With heaven's mercy, may all such foodborne illnesses vanish as societies are protected by benevolent and compassionate living. Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble.
For
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
ASEAN recognizes first Dengue Day. Hosted in Indonesia, the inaugural commemoration of Dengue Day was sponsored on Wednesday, June 15th, by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, with support from the World Health Organization. The event was intended to raise awareness and promote action, especially among ASEAN member states, toward halting this preventable mosquito-borne virus.
Dengue fever currently afflicts 220 million people each year, many of whom reside in Southeast Asia, with a severe form of the disease to which children are particularly vulnerable that causes 21,000 deaths annually. One of the programs being currently developed is Dengue V2V, or vaccine to vaccination, with scientists saying that effective immunization is expected by 2015.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, for this caring initiative. May your noble efforts hasten the day that this disease is a thing of the past for the people of Southeast Asia and the world.
Save our planet. Shale gas drilling, or fracking, which applies high pressure and shatters underground rocks to release gas as a source of energy, was suspended for public safety at the beginning of June in Lancashire, UK, following the detection of a second earthquake in 2 months.
Save our planet. Officials in China report on Wednesday, June 15th, that a pollution-caused algal bloom at least 130 square kilometers in size is floating towards the nation's east coast, raising alarm for marine life as it removes all oxygen from the water, as well as driving away people due to its overwhelming odor when it reaches the shore.
It's me, Laffy the Sayola, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. I'd like to share a tip for children. After receiving a birthday gift or a special present from a friend or relative, such as an aunt or uncle, please remember to send a thank you note or email to him or her. It's a thoughtful way to show how much his or her kindness is appreciated. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, a Saudi Arabian charity offers food supplies to Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. According to Saudi press agency, the International Islamic Relief Organization of Saudi Arabia, IIROSA, an affiliate of Muslim World League, has distributed food rations in the Badawi camp in northern Lebanon. The organization stated that its relief campaigns will extend to assist the underprivileged in all areas of the nation. Our sincere gratitude, International Islamic Relief Organization of Saudi Arabia, for your care for brethren. May loving hearts and helping hands be extended to individuals in need throughout the world.
In environmental news, low-carbon energy can meet global needs. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has suggested that the cost of such alternative energy has already become similar to other types in certain regions. Nearly 50% of the world's new power-generating capacity added in 2008 and 2009 are from sustainable sources. Developing countries account for more than half of these. Among all earth-friendly energy sources, solar power is deemed to have the highest technical potential. Our earnest thankfulness, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, for disseminating this important information. May green practices, combined with humanity's transition to the planet-saving vegan diet, usher in a bright and glorious era. Coming up on Noteworthy News, more than 15 loving huts in California provide delectable plant-based fare to enthusiastic diners. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Please stay tuned for more exemplary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In Veg News, a second loving hut in San Diego, California is doing fabulously well, following its grand opening. One, two, three, in the bustling suburb of Mira Mesa, diners are now enjoying vegan fare at this popular eatery. Encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai, the International Family of Loving Huts offers nourishing, scrumptious, and affordable plant-based food to the growing number choosing a diet of peace. A combination of tasty Western and Asian cuisine is served at Loving Hut Mira Mesa.
Loving Hut is on the forefront of caring for the planet, having delicious, nutritious food. They're here to turn the community onto a beautiful way of eating for ourselves, for the creatures of the planet, and for the planet itself.
Loving Hut is incredible, and we are here to support Supreme Master and Loving Hut all around the world. 24/7.
You know, even on major TV right now, everyone's talking about eating more plant-based diet. It's quite exciting. And now to have a restaurant that's spreading its wings, where people can eat vegan food, I just think it's quite amazing. And I just am thrilled at the Loving Hut. It's so beautiful inside. I've had a bite of the food, and it really is delicious. Really great and beautifully presented.
We need to be getting behind initiatives like this that really help us live better lives in a more sustainable manner.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, San Diego, Mira Mesa. Our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent vision and dedication to a planet where all beings are cherished. May everyone soon awaken to the joyous future awaiting us when each person adopts a compassionate lifestyle.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Ewe, a language spoken in Ghana, Togo, and Benin, entitled Telling Time.
Mateu aglogasi ne fu ne mekpo ntokutu eyi de sia de le peame. Nyawa, mateu aglogasi ne fu le sanfe eyi de sia de. Aleke na teu awo esiado, matitre eyi makpo hodome fu wetime.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Radhaswami, Light and Sound Meditation, The Way of the Light, on our noble lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I just love it. Yes, more from India.
Radhaswami Ji, Thanks and Light. Ando from Australia.
Thanks for this kind of show of Radhaswami Ji, Karan from the United Kingdom.
Spiritual Yasmore, Ando, and Karen, thank you for your supportive comments. The contemplation of our inner divine light and celestial sound, as imparted by the great enlightened Radhaswami Masters, is our true path back to the divine kingdom. May you and all the truth-seeking souls of India, Australia, and the United Kingdom be abundantly blessed on your sacred journey home.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with nobility of spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona, USA, who was inflicted with a life-threatening gunshot wound 6 months ago, has made a remarkable recovery and is being discharged from the hospital to return home with her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly.
Mr. Jeremy Ratcliffe, former aide of respected South African statesman Nelson Mandela, who had been accused of illegal ownership of uncut diamonds, was cleared of all charges Wednesday in a ruling by South African magistrates.
After being on display for a year in Paris, France, an exhibition of three giant traditional Russian dolls, or matryoshka, each measuring up to 13 meters high, is being transferred to Moscow for the enjoyment of the Russian public.
Agence France-Presse reports that an international research team at the Sahlgrenska University Hospital in Göteborg, Sweden, has announced plans for a first-ever mother-to-daughter womb transplant with expected success in part due to the tissue similarity between the related patients.
With inflation rising to 9.06% in May from the previous year, India's central bank raised interest rates Thursday in an effort to curb inflation and keep prices affordable.
In South Korea, thanks to a $44 million project sponsored by the municipal government of Seoul, residents and visitors will soon be able to enjoy free Wi-Fi or wireless internet in outdoor locations throughout the city.
The school board for the Los Angeles Unified School District in California, USA, approves a $50 million 5-year contract to bring more vegetarian meals such as California veg sushi and spinach tortellini and butternut squash sauce to replace unhealthy food options.
In Indonesia, eminent lawyers, celebrities, animal lovers, and animal rights groups come together in a call for the government to enact legislation against animal cruelty that will allow for legal intervention on behalf of animal welfare.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.